You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio. And on the phone, we're joined by Hopkinsville Community College Interim President and CEO, Dr. Patrick Lake. Dr. Lake, thanks for being with us today on Sounds Good.
You're welcome.
Dr. Lake, there's lots going on at your institution. Let's open with what's the highlight of the academic year coming up for y'all?
Well, there are probably several things. Of course, our fall and semester begins here in a couple of weeks on August the 19th, and we're looking forward to getting our fall term underway. We're going to be also working with our local schools to take a look at helping with a review to look at the career and technical education curricula that they have in place and see how it can match up against the curriculum here at HCC and see if we can create some new avenues for our local public school students, resulting in a middle college or early college partnership.
Great.
And, of course, I think the folks in our region are looking ahead to the presidential search that will be unfolding this fall. That will get underway here next month. They will be advertising the position nationally. And then Dr. McCall, president of our system, will be working with a diverse group of people from the college and the community to look at the pool of applicants and to bring three to five finalists to Hopkinsville in early to mid-November.
Wow, you're moving quickly.
Yes. Process that he has used recently has been very efficient and has not taken an extraordinary amount of time from beginning to end. We also are looking forward to the end of the academic year to having the president of the American Association of Community Colleges, Dr. Walter Bumpus, as our commencement speaker. Dr. Bumpus is a former resident of Kentucky. He grew up in Princeton and, I believe, an alumnus of Murray State University.
Yes, sir.
And so Walter and I go back a ways, and he was a keynote speaker at a conference hosted by our system in May, and I communicated with Walter to see if he'd be interested in coming home next spring to be our commencement speaker. So everyone here is very excited and pleased that he's been able to put that on his calendar and come to Hopkinsville.
Well, good for you. That sounds like a memorable date ahead. Tell me something about Hopkinsville Community College. How many students are you working with for the coming academic year, ballpark?
We will be working with, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 students altogether. That includes our online courses, our regular enrollment at the Hopkinsville campus, and then what we have at our Fort Campbell location.
And how many majors does that encompass?
Oh, well, HCC is pretty typical in terms of the community colleges we have here in Kentucky and nationally. Of course, we offer the Associate of Arts and Associate of Science degree for anyone who's interested in getting the first 2 years of a baccalaureate degree before transferring. And then we have a number of other career or technical fields that we have at HCC, ranging from manufacturing and machining to computer information technology, criminal justice, interdisciplinary early childhood education, human services. We have what we call a general occupational technical studies degree that's in place, nursing, health and science technology.
You guys, Hopkinsville Community College works pretty cohesively with the Workforce Investment Board.
Yes, yes. HCC is a partner along with Murray State and West Kentucky Community Technical College and Madisonville Community College. And it has been, I think, since the inception of the current structure with the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board.
And like the work that you're doing with high schools, the goal is to be responsive to the community needs in education.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a long track record of trying to have a good collaboration and partnership with all the groups that we serve.
What do you anticipate the outcome being in the review for the career and tech curricula in K-12?
Well, I know that in talking and working with Mary Ann Gimmel, superintendent of Christian County Public Schools, their current curriculum that's been in place for a while, you know, it's always good to periodically take a look at the programs and courses that are in place and how current they are and what kind of changes or new additions that need to be made to provide an up-to-date program that will help our students succeed after they leave the local schools.
What percentage of Hopkinsville Community College degree recipients on a typical year, what number of those students go ahead for a four-year degree?
Well, keep in mind, I've been here just a few months, and so I really have to be honest and say I don't have a handle on that. I know that typically that'll fluctuate from one college to another. It'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% to 50%. I would think eventually go on to complete a four-year degree. The rest, you have those who are majoring in their career technical associate in applied science fields who are here only interested in getting that that short-term training and then go directly into the employment sector of their choice.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
you've
got a lot on your plate for just 2 months into the job. Tell me about the Gateway Academy to Innovation Task Force.
Yeah, that's a task force that I referenced earlier. Christian County School Superintendent Mary Ann Gimmel approached us with she has an interest in trying to someday develop a new state-of-the-art career and technical facility for the public school students. And as part of that effort, she was interested in partnering with HCC and looking at this curriculum and looking how it might be feasible to modify it and to at the same time look at the early college, middle college opportunity that would go with it.
Well, Dr. Lake, you've really got your hands full, and I thank you so very much for taking time with us today to take a look ahead at events at Hopkinsville Community College, and we wish you a happy academic year.
Thank you, and the best to you.
Dr. Patrick Lake, the interim president and CEO for Hopkinsville Community College. You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray, 99.5 Paris, Tennessee, and online at WKMS.org.